everyone. This is Ian Reed, and we will be talking about Clash of Clans. My guest here is George Landis himself, and we are going to be talking about our Clash of Clans bases. So let's start, shall we? So, yes. George, what town hall are you?
Well, that is a great question. I am Town Hall 9. I'm a little rushed, but, you know, I just started pretty recently at the game, around Christmas time, actually. It's been 3 months since I started, and I'm a rushed Town Hall 9.
That's pretty quick to get to Town Hall 9.
Thank you, my friend.
It took me a really long time to get there.
Yeah, I have 4 builders unlocked, so I've usually have 4 buildings going at once.
I had 5 builders in Town Hall 9.
Okay.
I'm just cool.
Well, all right.
But
that's it. I'm so, done here.
All right. Just kidding. So, what's some cool things that you don't think anybody really recognizes enough about the game?
Well, for instance, I don't think anybody recognizes the background, you know. As if you zoom out all the way, you can see the trees and the waterfall, and it's all very surreal, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, something I think people need to recognize more is, you know, obstacles around your base, like the trees, the bushes, and everything. Like, if you keep removing those, they'll keep spawning in. That's just a lot of gems that's just, like, waiting for you to retrieve right off your own base.
Yeah, that's true. I always be cleaning my base, keeping it super clean. Do you, like, leave any leftovers in there when you're going offline?
I just, like, clean everything up. Just free gems. And also in the builder base, too, those accumulate pretty fast. So that's what I'm doing.
Smart.
And the builder base, you know, both sides of the thing.
Oh, yeah.
What builder base level are you?
Well, let me just go over there and check. I'm builder base level 6.
Oh, me too.
Oh, wow.
I just upgraded my mortar to level 5.
Yeah, my mortar's slacking a little bit. My normal base is a little rushed, but my builder's base is super rushed. Like, my mortar's level 2.
Wow.
And the mortar's just so important in the builder base. You gotta have a good mortar.
Yeah, that's like the most key part in your builder base.
If you have anything,
also
you have a mortar.
Something that's a lot different about my builder base is that all, like, my traps are completely maxed out. All my mines are level 6. My mega mines, my normal mines, I have all of them placed down. And my push traps are all level 6. My spring traps are all max level, which is level 3. And everything about my traps is maxed out. All my mines are red and spiky. So
yeah, my traps for the builder base are also running up very high, because I feel like, because in the builder base, you have a lot less resources, a lot less time to be going, and you want your building to be efficient, so you always have your builders ready, and the mines are, and the traps are all cheaper, so you can get those builders going cheaper, more efficient.
You know? I think the most important part about your builder base that can contribute to your actual base with your town hall would be the gem mine, you know, because that gives you... My gem mine is giving me, it can hold 15 gems at once, and it produces 3.3 gems per day, which is actually pretty efficient in terms of, like, how much gems am I...
Yeah, we have the same exact level gem mine, too, so, yeah, that's one thing. Whatever level your builder base is, you gotta make sure your gem mine is kept up to speed, because that's how you get everything, you know.
And what did you think about the Dragon Festival? What did you think about that? Do you think that was beneficiary?
I got some very good rewards from that Dragon Festival. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, from that Dragon Festival, I did get, you know, I got the statues and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I also got a lot of gold, which I got to upgrade my Archer Towers some, and also my Wizard Towers.
Yeah, I got both of my Expos leveled up.
And for the audience,
ship shape.
I didn't mention that I am Town Hall level 10, and I wouldn't really call myself rushed. I'm probably going to be Town Hall 11 before too long. I just got to upgrade some of my defenses, And that's it. Just some of my defenses, and then I'll be pretty, and I'll just be good. But
nice.
What kind of troops do you use when you're raiding people? What's your kind of like troops do you want to use?
I tend to gravitate towards mainly the hog riders because they're just so mobile and they go right for the weapon towers.
Defenses, yeah. That's exactly what I do. Ever since I was Town Hall, whatever, and I unlocked hog riders and I had heal spells, you know what I did? So this is what I do. I train a full entire arsenal of just hog riders, and I use heal spells, and I just deploy them all in like one big heap, and I just heal spell them away through the entire base until it's 100% destroyed, and then I destroy all the defenses, and I just put down heal spells, and they can't die. They're literally invincible hog riders going 48 hog riders going through the entire base, which it just annihilates the thing in seconds. They can literally destroy the town hall in about like, a third of a second. They can destroy at like max level heal spells. They last a really long time once they're placed. And max level hog riders are doing like a pretty like decent amount of damage to all the things that are in its way. So, and also you don't have to worry about walls. You kind of just place them and they run through the entire place. They're quick and.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun strategy. I tend to have more variety in my armies, though. Like, add some wizards in there, some dragons. I'll tell you, my main army right now is 2 P.E.K.K.A.s, 2 dragons, 14 hog riders, and 15 wizards.
I see.
That's it, yeah.
That's some variety. Well, yeah, some people that attack me have a lot of variety. Like, some people, you can't even, like, when you get at your defense logs, you can't even, like, see all the stuff they're using.
Yeah, you gotta scroll to the side.
But I'd say, what do you think, like, the most annoying clashers in the community are? What do you think, like?
Well, I'll tell you. The most annoying people is the people with the Chinese username that I can't read. It's just a bunch of symbols. And they attack me at 3 a.m. every single night. I'm telling you, whenever.
That too. That's really annoying. Like when you just have when your defense is down, like some guy from like foreign guy is like just like attacked you at 3 a.m. That's pretty frustrating. Well, I'd say the most annoying clashers would be the where was I? Oh yeah, the people that use lightning spells on your air defense, and then they use dragons and then wipe out your entire. People do that every single. If you get my defense log, it's all just like dragons, along with heroes, but along with like Barbarian King, but like lightning spells, like you can see. Oh my. Just the lightning spells, and they just smack my air defense, and then once my air defense is gone, they just completely just like destroy and 100% my entire base with dragons. Just so annoying.
All the time, bro. All the time. Those lightning spell dragon combos are deadly.
Yeah, those are my least favorite clashers, you know. Like, those are the only people that ever attack my base. My base is, when my guard is off, like, nobody even, like, attacks me until, like, some random guy with, like, dragons that's Town Hall level 11, which is a Town Hall above mine. Like, just 100% my base. And also, what kind of, like, league are you in? What league are you in?
Well, currently, I'll tell you, I dropped out of the league because I was grinding for just the stars, and I wanted to make it faster, so I would just intentionally lose a bunch of matches and just go and place like one archer in there and then surrender just to get the 0 star and drop trophies so that I get an easier town hall to attack. Because I had grinded so many trophies that it just came almost impossible for me to beat the person I was attacking at my town hall level. So.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that gold is the best league to be in if you want loot. Like I'm in crystal. I'm town hall level 10 crystal in crystal 3. I just got crystal 3. I'm probably gonna be up to 2. I'll probably be up to 2 if I, you know, try. But the thing about Crystal is that I'm facing Town Hall 11 people. And the thing with the Town Hall 11 people, I don't even really attacking Town Hall 11s is kind of hard. But what's really hard about them is the Eagle Artillery. I can't even attack with the Eagle Artillery because my hog, the way I attack, you know, I place down 48 Hog Riders and I heal spell them away through the entire base, and they 100% the entire thing. But when I place down all those troops, the aimbot thing shoots aimbot right into the sky, and it just annihilates my entire just big clan of just Hog Riders, which it's kind of painful to just like, just the Eagle Artillery just like kind of destroys everything. You can't even attack. Yeah. I can't even attack rushed Town Hall 11s, like the worst ones. When I used to see them, because once the Eagle Artillery turns on, it's all over.
I can relate to that. Whenever I'm facing a base with an Eagle Artillery, the only thing that ever saves me is the equipment for the archer, that big like giant arrow. It shoots like a lightning arrow through the entire base.
Oh, the
heavy damage.
I could find what that's called. It's called a giant arrow.
Yeah.
Do you have it on your Archer Queen?
I do. What, you want to see the level?
Yeah. What level is it?
That's been like the only thing I've been upgrading since.
I have mine's level 7. Good. What hero equipment do you have on your heroes?
Well, I'm running giant arrow and Archer Puppet, which is the one that spawns a bunch of tiny archers.
I'd say I don't have the best advice to give you, but I'd say Archer Puppet is useless because it's just like normal archers. They're low level and they're just like dealing no damage by themselves.
Gotta say that's pretty true.
I put invisibility vial that can just kind of heal, keep your archer alive just for a little longer if your archer's being attacked. And what do you have for your Barbarian King?
Well, on my Barbarian King, I'm running Rage Vial and Earthquake Boots. Yeah.
That's what I was running, but I replaced Earthquake Boots with Vamp Stash. And so it's basically where every time the Barbarian hits something, he heals himself a little. And it literally just makes overall your Barbarian King just have more health.
Yeah.
Just because as it's attacking, it's just like he's getting, for me, he's getting 120 healing per every time he hits, which is really critical because every time you upgrade the Barbarian King, that's a lot, because every time you're upgrading the Barbarian King, you get 71 hit points. And for me, if I were to upgrade him, but if I have Vamp Stash, every time he hits, he gets 120, which is like almost two times that of just upgrading the Barbarian King. It literally is like doubling his health, it feels like.
Yeah, I'm planning on adding Vamp Stash in there as soon as I get that unlocked.
Yeah, but I'm also running Rage Vial, which is pretty important because it heals your Barbarian King, and yeah, it's literally just an all-in-one equipment. It's healing your Barbarian King. He's doing lots of damage. So yeah.
Yeah, Rage Vial's definitely unbeatable. It's amazing.
But Giant Arrow is like probably one of the best abilities. Like once you're like on the side of the base, you can just shoot an arrow through the entire thing and just damage a lot of stuff, which is just pretty cool.
Yeah, if you line it up, Giant Arrow can be pretty OP, especially in those rushed bases that are like it would have like all the types of each defense tower
line. Yeah, that can just but whenever you see those ones, it's just like you're already gonna get 100%. It's already
it's a free
whenever star. I see one of those like where their mortars and everything is all in one place, I'm just like, yes. They're just like so easy. But what do you think is the best way to kind of like get resources? Like I feel like I'm kind of like, I think I kind of need tips because I'm kind of running low on like gold and elixir all the time.
Well, I don't really have any great strategies for getting resources besides just attacking, to be honest. Like when you find those heavy resource bases, and they can really make your resources flourish. Like when you get a couple in a row.
Yeah. And I heard you got kicked out of your clan. What happened?
That was rough. I don't like to talk about it. You know, it's a dark position in my past, but
why don't we just talk about it a little.
I'll bring it up, you know. Well, I was lacking and slacking behind on my clan wars, and I didn't play for a solid 2 days.
Ouch. I haven't done a clan war for my clan in a week. I just joined this clan, and I haven't even done a single thing. I just joined a new clan about a week ago, and I haven't even done a single thing for the clan besides contribute some donations and some clan coins, that stuff, you know what I'm talking about?
I would kick you out instantly. That's literally all
I
did.
And I don't even have the new thing next to my name that says I'm new. It's literally... I could literally get kicked out any second. I haven't contributed anything. I haven't even done clan wars, really, for the clan. Wow. So, I'm literally, if I get kicked out, I'd just be like, alright, cool. So, yeah. What do you think is the best defense to have on your clash base? Like, mortar, archer tower?
Well, my go-to defense, I'm gonna go with the wizard tower, because... It has
area that splash.
Damage, high damage, and the area splash just... It takes it out.
You know what I think is really underpowered, though, about, like, Clash of Clans in general? Is the fact that, you know, things like archer towers and cannons are just, like, especially cannons, because the cannons only attack ground troops, and they only attack single target at once. It is probably only useful for, like, P.E.K.K.A.s, that's useful for Hog Riders, that's useful for, like, Barbarian King. But, like, single target damage type, you know, defenses are just really underpowered.
Exactly. They're helpful in the early game, but after about Town Hall level 8, maybe
that's what I was loses thinking. Its effect. At Town Hall level 8, you know, you have higher level army camps. You're bringing a lot of troops in the battle. So it's kind of just like single target things. I mean, at least archer towers can attack air and ground. But the thing is that they don't do as much damage as a cannon. I'd say, but that brings you all the way down, like, even expos, like, they do 90 damage a second, and I have mine for ground and air. And so, literally, the only things that actually even work and, like, function in your defense is the wizard towers, the mortars, and that's just about bomb towers.
And the air defenses are pretty good, too, but only for... Air
defenses are just the best thing to have laying around. You want to max those out really quick, but the thing is that lightning spells do just eliminate them, and then you can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
Like, somebody will just see your base and be like, all right, let's get rid of those.
And if air you defenses. Have two air, and then, if you have two air defenses next to each other and someone has a lightning spell, it is over for you, my friend.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're just going to put one in the middle.
Take it out every time.
So, yeah. Are your resources maxed out? Because I also think resource miners like gold mines and elixir collectors are kind of underpowered too. I think they could kind of harvest more materials for you, because Clash should kind of just like buff those. What do you think?
Well, mine are not maxed out at all, because as I said earlier, I am a pretty rushed Town Hall 9, so I'm running most of my... mines are level 6 or level 5. Yeah.
When I was in Town Hall 9, all my mines and collectors were maxed out, and I haven't like upgraded my mines or anything since Town Hall level 9. They've like always been level 13, I think. I think you can upgrade them to 13. I can't remember. It's kind of like, but I was like last fall I was Town Hall 9, and I've been Town Hall 10 since. So last fall I was Town Hall 9. So. And when I upgraded, I, like, shielded for a really long time so I could kind of, like, get my defenses, because I know I just get raided so much. I shielded for, like, probably up to a week. And I activated builder spells so I could, you know, just get everything just, like, situated. So I'm kind of, like, in the appropriate position to defend myself.
I've actually never used a shield. I do not see the point, really, in using shields. Like, because even the, like, 20 trophies you may lose from losing your defense, you can get it back so quickly just by attacking. And the shield is just, that's like 20 gems I don't want to spend, you know.
That's right. Oh, and something I just figured out that I kind of like skipped over my entire life is the fact that you can go to the shield buying menu and buy... you can buy the 2-hour guard, and you can just attack for 2 hours straight. No interruptions, right. No nothing. You can activate army spells, and you can activate, you know, hero power thing, and then you're just everything's maxed out, and you're just raiding for 2 hours straight. If you just want to play Clash, you can literally get so much money from just raiding bases for 2 hours straight. If that's something you want to like take advantage of.
But yeah, I will try that next time I have a lot of free time.
Yeah, and it's also only like you know, just upgrade your troop training speed, and then like not upgrade, but like boost it, and then get 2 hour guard, and that's just like the way to go for like, gold. I feel like I just figured out. What level are your Archer Queen and Barbarian Kings?
Well, mine are kind of slacking because, as I said earlier, I'm rushed. But my Barbarian Kings, rocking at 13 right now, level 13, and then Archer Queen is level 9. But they're both being upgraded right now because I had a lot of Dark Elixir. Yeah, that's a very plentiful resource. So.
Yeah.
Always have those being upgraded.
Thank you for listening to the show today. I'm your host, Ian Reed, and this I was speaking to was George Landis himself. We had a lot of fun today. Thank you, George, for coming over to the show. We'll see you
pleasure.
In the next podcast. Goodbye.
Yeah.